The only time you keep on to the wheat is first you have to cook up the wheat. After you cook it up, it's soft. Now make it meat, make it dirty. Now it's not edible anymore. Enechanami. Here's Achinami, here also. The only time you allow a kain, if he wants to keep this wheat, he has to first, bishlita, he has to cook them up. Umista, make it meat. If he cooks it up and make it meat, then we're not afraid to come to eat it. Marv Heikhi Yitmud Ravashi, where did Ravashi say his aloha? Aho, on this din. The Yomar Rabbi Yavin bar Rav Acham, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Abishoyel Gibel Shabbos Rabbi Hoya. Abishoyel, he was the kneader. He used to knead the dough by a base Rabbi. In Rabbi's house, he was the kneader. V'ayu mechamin loy chamin v'chitin shel truma. Now, when you used to have to boil off the hot water to knead the dough with hot water, how did they get the hot water? They didn't turn on the oven. They have to put wood in the oven and start burning it. What did they burn it with? V'chitin shel truma tumeya. They used to have truma tumeya. It was wheat, and it's also teat, but it's mutar b'hanah. So they used to take it and use it to burn it. Lolosh ben isa b'tayram. Today, that the water that's heated up now, they're going to use that water to make dough that's torah. For the more the kasha my nechesh du masavol levetakola, how are you allowed to use this wheat that's tameh? It's truma tameyam. How is the kohen allowed to use it to burn it to have a nor from it? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe you come levetakola. Like, why are you using it? Maybe you come to eat it. On this, on Rav Asher, Rav Asher gave a teretz, bishlikto. We're talking about such wheat that first you have to cook it up, umisto, and then you have to make it meis, throw it into a dirty keli. So later, even though it dries up, but I call upon him, Yizicha won't eat it. Something that's meis, doesn't look nice, there we're not afraid you'll eat it. So such a type of a truma, that's tumeya, you're allowed to burn. Then the chanami, kol zaman the food is edible, there's a gzera not to use it, to burn with it, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat it. And Rashi says, "Bishlikto mista liyachas shinitmo." After it became tamei shokan, cook it up. Viyachakach zorkel ben eitzim. Then throw it between the wood. Then the mustard, it comes very dirty, and you won't come to eat it. Ravuna chayish dumasolei matmid lishkinu. Now Ravuna before he was chayish. Now even before you cook it up, maybe you come to eat it. Oy bishasha shokan. Just maybe while you're cooking it up, right then you come to eat it. That's why he didn't like this eitzim. Yeah.
Abaya Baravin, Rav Chanina Baravin, Tonu Trumas Bei Rabba. They learned Masechta Truma by Rabba. Rabba was a Rosh Yeshiva. They learned his Yeshiva Masechta Trumas. Is Pogabu Rava Bar Masna. So Rava Bar Masna met up with these Tamidim of Rabba. Omalu, he asked them, Mayam Risa B'Trumas Tevei Mar. What did the Rebbe say a Chiddush today in Hilchos Truma? Hey, you're learning the Masechta Truma by him, so why don't you know the halachas? Why don't you know the halachas? Omalu, Mayam Risa B'Trumas Tevei Mar. Omru Le, they said back to him, Omai Kash Lecho, what's bothering you? In other words, you want me to tell you a Chiddush, Fakir, let me answer your kashas better. That's a bigger Chiddush. Rather than me telling you a Chiddush, let me hear what's bothering you, and I'll answer what's bothering you. Amalahu, we learned like this. There's a Mishnah, Tanan, Shesile Trumas. If you have Trumas, Shenitmo, that became Tomei. Shesile Trumas means little buds, things that could grow yet. It became, that was made into Truma. Shenitmo became Tomei. Vishoslan, like a kernel of wheat. You could plant it again. So you have these kernels of wheat, that you made it into truma, and it became tumeya. So you have wheat now that's truma tumeya. Vishoslan, now you put it in the ground, and you let it grow into new wheat. In the locha tohirim milatami, the tuma goes off it, it becomes torum. Vyasurim milechel, but our koponim is also to eat it. In the kasha, why? Once you say by growing this wheat now, the tumor of it goes off, Amai Asur Malechol, why is it also teat? It's not Truma Tamei anymore. Why can't the kain eat it? What are you telling me now it's also teat? Why should it be also teat? It should be Mutta teat. Said Rashi, the Asur Malechol, the Kosako Tadir Mishum Tumalak Alukanim. The Avaminer is even a kain can't eat this Truma. So Kash says, why not? If you're telling me now it's Tor, so the Chura, it's Truma Torah. So why can't the kain eat it? Now the Gemara Amru Leidi answered back, Hochi Yom Rabba. This is the way my Rebbe said Shandis Mishnah. My Asurim, what does it mean that it's Asur? Asurim Lazarim, that's all it means. In other words, it's Truma. And the Lacha Truma is, Azara Yisrael can't eat it. Brenachlam, Yavada Kern could eat it. Or my Trumashalon, what's the chiddush of this mission then? That Gedulei Truma Truma. If you have a seed here, this wheat was Truma. And now you put it in the ground and plant it. What grows up is called Gedulei Truma. The locker is that still remains Truma. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. On this Rekha Gemara Tanina, we already learned it one time. Gedulei Truma Truma. It's often a Mishnah, another Mishnah, that if you have Truma, and you plant it, and it grows up new stuff now, the new stuff is not considered something new. No, it's still called Truma. So we learned that Chiddush already. What do you have to tell me another Chiddush for?
Well, I'm going to ask another question. The Chiddush just says Shisulei Truma, and skip the word Shanit. Why is that to say Shanit?
Okay. All right. So that's all part of the Kasha. I mean, if no chiddush is only this, tomorrow is better. Like we learned that chiddush already. You're right. Your class will also be shver. The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me gedulei gedulim is telling me a double chiddush now. That gedulei gedulim, a double growth, is also still truma. Or my kamash, what's the chiddush here? The davar shein zarakola. You want to tell me it's something that the zera, the actual seed, never gets destroyed. The gamri, like certain things, the actual seed just grows up and becomes much bigger. That's called it doesn't get destroyed. And certain seeds, the seed itself gets destroyed. And it's still like something new comes up. So you want to tell me, I'm Akamashma, Bedova, Shane, Zara, Kola. That in the case that the original seed of Truma doesn't get destroyed, it just grows up bigger. Hanayim and Tanina, we also learned that already. That our Tevel, if you have Tevel, Gidulav Mutarim, what grows up now becomes Mutar. Bedova, Shazara, Kola. Only if it's a type of a seed that the seed gets destroyed, the Gamri. But if you have a seed that the seed does not get destroyed, just the opposite, the seed itself grows up. Even a double growth, this thing grows once, and you take that and plant it again, and that grows a second time, is also asur in bachila. It's still asur bachila. To see it doesn't change the halachas, it still remains truma. Ishtiku, they kept quiet. If they couldn't answer, then what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? He answered, "Mamalai midi shmila chobho." Did you hear any chiddush about this? All right, we'll stop here. Give me one more. Yeah, just one more thing. On the Gemara before we had, on the top of the Yomid, that the Gemara said the Maisa, that where do we see that Rav Ashi said that Bishlito Misto, the Maisa was, the Gemara said that the Yomer Abavin Ba Rav Acham, Om Rav Yitzchok, Abishoyel Gibol Sheol Beis Rebbe Hoyim. Abishor was the one who used to knead the dough for Beis Revi. For Yomechamin lo yechamin b'chitin shel truma temeya. And he used to use, to heat up his oven, he used to use truma temeya. So Rashi says, why did he use truma temeya? Rashi says, not the pshat they were kohanim, but she'alot chemoisim mekanim bezul. He used to buy this from kohanim very cheap, so it was like cheap wood. Lolosh ben Isa b'tayros at Rashi, claimer, even though Rebbe used to eat his chulin b'tayrom, hoyo loichayish duma nagi hani chitim temeim b'isa. He wasn't afraid that maybe his dough that he wanted to eat all his chulin b'tayrom would touch this truma temeim. Why wasn't he afraid? Lachur this should be shalof and takolo. We should be afraid maybe you will touch it and it will be metamrit. So the teretz is that b'shlit duma yista Rashi learns is. When he cooked it up and made it dirty, he made it so mias that it lost its shame, oichum. Therefore, it's not metamer anymore. That was the pshat. See, the right, this is what Rav Ashi meant to say, b'shlikto misto, you cook up the chitin, and you make it so mias that it loses its shame, oichum. Therefore, it's not metamer. Yeah. Alright, let's stop here. Yeah, again, the more daf lamed dalad again. Last shalom was, I'll start over again, last gemara. Abaya Baravin, Rav Chanina Baravin. Tonu Trumas by Rabba. They were learning Mesechta Trumas by the Rebbe Rabba. Pogabu Rova Bamasna. They met up with Rova Bamasna. Omalu, so Rova Bamasna asked the Tamidim, Mayam Riso Betrumas Deveimar. What did your Rebbe teach you today in Hilchas Truma? What chiddush did you hear about halachas about truma? Omrulay, so they said back to him, O my kasha lechom, better you ask us what's bothering you. Yes, that's a good kasha, and we'll give you an answer. Omrulus, he said, okay, I'll ask your kasha. Tanan, there's a mishnah trumas, shesile trumas, that's a growth of truma, something that's growing like a wheat. shenitmo. The wheat was makabel tumah. Could be a water went on top of it, and then the sherets touched it. It became tummy. Fishoslon. And then you planted it again, and it started to grow now. You have this seed, this wheat, that you planted and started to grow. Is alocha toiri melatame. Since you start to plant, it starts to grow. It becomes tor. Like Rashi says, it's bottled to the karka. So therefore, it loses its din tumah. Rashi says, as soon as you start planting, it starts to grow, it loses the shame oichel, therefore it's not metame anything else. But the asurim malechel, this was the kasha. It says though it's also seeded. The asurim malechel, these new growths that you planted the seed of wheat that was truma and starts to grow up, now it's also seeded. Now Rashi says the havamir is that it's also even for a kohen because it's tumah. If it's still blind, truma temeya, then it's also for kohen to eat. So the kasher is, the chimiyacha, the toirim, latame, once you say by growing it, it comes bottled to the ground. It's not called an oichel. It's not metame anymore. Amaya surum alechol. Why is the kohen also to eat it? Like, even if you want to say it's still called truma, but it's tor, it's not tummy anymore. So why can't the kohen eat it? Omrule, so they answered back to him, the teretz is poshit. Hochi yom rabba, this is the way our Rebbe, Rabba, learned. My asurin, what does it mean that it's also teat, is asurin azarin. Not that a kohen can eat it, avad the kohen is allowed to eat it, because it's tor, but a zar or yisrael is not allowed to eat it. In other words, it still retains the din kedusha of truma, since it was truma beforehand, true was tomei, but now when you planted it, the din tumah goes off it, but it's still called truma. So the chiddush is that a zar is not allowed to eat it. That's why the end of the Mishnah said, the asurim lechol, this chiddush is, that a yisrael is not allowed to eat it. What's the chiddush then of this last part of the Mishnah? He's telling me now, gedule truma truma, that even though this was the seed metchila truma, now when you plant it and it grows up new food, it's still called truma. Now this halacha is only midirabonan. Midirais avad, when you plant it, it loses its shame truma. Rakopon and midirabonan, it's still called truma. Fred Gemara Tanina, this didn't we learn in a different Mishnah in Trumas? Tanina, we learned this already. Yeah, true. That, yes, that first part of the Mishnah, you're right. The question is, what does the Sefer, what does the end part of the Mishnah say? The Asurim Alechel. That's the Kasher. What's the Chiddush of the last part? You're right. The first part is the Chiddush. We wouldn't know that. To tell us that the Din Tumah goes off it, that's good. So the Mishnah should have stopped right there. Terim Alatame. Why does it have to say now the Asurim Alechel? Mashma, that's awesome. And we say now, what does that mean? That it's also for Yisrael to eat it, that it still retains its din truma. This Rakimar, this is Pritam. We learned this already, that it's also for Yisrael to eat it. That's a Nif Mishnah, Tanina. Kidule truma, truma. If you have truma, and you start to plant it now, when it grows up new fruits, it's still truma. So what's the Chiddush? The Chitain, and maybe you want to tell me that Pshan, this Mishnah is a bigger Chiddush. That Kidule Gidulin. We're talking about a second growth. Not the seed itself that was once truma, and you plant that seed that's still truma, that's pshita. But the chiddush is, a second growth is also considered truma. Well, my kamashman, what do you want to teach me then? That bidova shein zarakolo. In the case that you have a seed, that the seed itself does not be destroyed. The pshat is the seed grows into a bigger fruit. In such a case like that, even the second growth is still called truma. For the Gemara Namitanina, that's also a Farish Mishnah. We learned like this, ha tevel. Tevel means you have fruits or seeds that grew that you didn't take off truma semaisis yet. Is alocha gidulav mutarin. That if you plant the seed now, in other words, tevel means first you grew wheat. The alocha is you're allowed to eat it arai until you collect it together in a digun and a kree. You make a pile out of it and you smooth down the pile. Now maybe your rice it's also teated. Now if you take this seed and plant it again, maybe your rice you're allowed to eat the seeds. Is mutarin. When? Bidova shazara kola. Only in the case that the seed that you plant now, the seed gets destroyed, and something new grows up. That's when it's mutter. Avo bidova shain zara kola. If you have a seed, that the seed does not get destroyed, like an onion, just it grows bigger and bigger and bigger. It says clearly, afilo gedule gedule nasurin, biachila. Even the second growth of tevel, so who are din by truma, is also. So you see, calls them on the original seed, just grows more and more and more, it's also even gedule gedulim. Even the second growth is also also. So it's a Mishnah by Tevo, it's Suadim by Truma. So we're back to our kasher. What did our Mishnah have to say? The Yasurim Alechol, Shitit Sos Alechol. So Ishtik, he kept quiet. He didn't answer him. So let's see Rashi. Rashi goes up shot here. Rashi says, V'chitaymo, Ho Asurim Alechol, B'dovish Shein Zara Kolakomer. Something that the seed does not get destroyed. Kagoyin V'tsolim Dakim. Like small onions. She'koyrin Tzibish. Tziblich. Small onions. When you plant each one separate, levada by itself, hey noisvois or mechabrois, shisha vadalad yachad. Vaino gedule gedulim. So Rashi saying a pshat, an onion grows, you have a small onion there, and it grows more, another ring around it grows. Like another ring around the onion grows. So the third and fourth and fifth and sixth ring that grows around it, that's called the gedule gedulim. Oison ha noisvois aleim. How the onion becomes bigger. So hoyu trumas meilum. The new leaf was never truma. The gedulim atzmoi, what's called gedulim by itself, not gedula gedulim, going to steal a kruv, like a small cabbage. Shahochinu machivin olin orishoinim. A cabbage grows that the small cabbage, every leaf there just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. That's called one growth. It's the original leaf, just this leaf is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. That's called gedulim. What's called gedule gedulim, Rashi says, that's like an onion. That's not the pshat, the original leaves become bigger, but fakir, there's a new leaf that grows around it, and another leaf grows around that one, and another one around that one. That's how you get an onion. So these new leaves that grow around it wasn't here before. That's called the second growth. That's what Rashi learns. Vaita is so trapped tomorrow. This we also learned. Ha tevel gidula mitorum. It's Rashi. Afal pishin es marach bekri. Even if you already mamish made it, that you collected all the wheat, and you put it in a big bundle, and you smooth down the bundle. For hukva lamaiser. And at that point, when you made it into a tree, into a pile, and smooth it down, midiraisa, now it's chai v'maiser. For chala lov shein tevel. Now it's chala nisa tevel, that if you eat it, you chai v'misa. V'zaroi ye. V'lahifresh maisreisa tchila. You didn't take off any truma from this zera, from the seed. V'tzomach. Now you took this seed and grew it again. V'nigma v'kotzro muta v'achila. If it grew up again, and now you pull off the fruits, it's mutatit arai. You'll not eat it, or not the kfi, it's not a full meal. Ad sheyimach b'kri. Again, it starts over the locha. That new fruits that grow, before you make a gemar malocha, before you put it together in a pile, and smooth down the pile, midiraisa, you're allowed to eat those peris. It's only chal yisatevel, once you make it into a pile, into a kri, now it's chal yisatevel on it. Now here, v'yafa gav digdule truma. Truma midrabbonanu, even though this din, that if you plant truma and it grows again, it's only midrabbonan. Or the chumra, it's only a chumra. So lahafsa des akanim, that the kanim should not lose out. Ava gedulai tevel, chulanein, vareyen kishakoitzrin kishar tfuas, vayechem emarayachi mochem. But tevel, if you're allowed to eat it, if the seed is kola, it's not here anymore, you're allowed to eat it. Mashenkein, if the seed is still here, and it grows bigger and bigger and bigger, then the Mishnah says, even gedulei gedulim is still asurim b'achila. So the question is, if we see by tevel, it's the same thing by trumah, that even the second growth is still asur, so what's the pshar now first Mishnah of yasurim alechol? Pshita. So he answered him, omalei midish milcha b'ho, did you hear any terrors to this kasha? Omalu, hochi yomer rosheshes. This is the way rosheshes learned pshar in the first Mishnah. Ma yasurim, what does it mean that it's asur? Again, that Mishnah was, you have a growth of truma that was tummy. And it says the Mishnah, if you plant it now, so it becomes tahor, the tumah goes off it, but still it's also teated. So the Havamina is that it's also for a zar, a Yisrael can't eat it, because it's still called truma. Rashi Yosef said no. Maya asurim, what does it mean that it's also teat? Asurim lekahanim. I'll tell you, even a kohen is not allowed to eat this truma anymore. That's the chiddush. So even though gedule truma is truma, but the chur is only truma, and truma kain is allowed to eat. So how come here the growth of this new plant, even though it's truma, why can't the kain eat it? The Teretz says, "Hoyo v'ifslu luhu v'hesachadas." There's a new psul of hesachadas, means taking your mind off it from not watching it. Truma, there's a mitzvah, you're supposed to watch it. You're supposed to watch truma; it shouldn't become tummy. If you take your mind off from watching it, you leave it alone. You don't watch it. It's not under your watch at all. That's a psul hesachadas. So Rashi says, hesachadas, kishin itmo. When these growths, when the seeds of truma first became tomei, Mitchila Hasichan Daitam him. At that time you stop watching it, it's already Tomei. Shuv Milishoim Rum. But if Solom Hesachadas, at that time was Chalap Sulon at Hesachadas. The Posik says Gabi Truma, as Mishmeres Trumoisai. Ovid Lo Shimur, you're supposed to watch it, but like to see Daitcha. You're not supposed to take your mind away from watching the Truma. At all times, a Kohen has to have his watch on the Truma that it should not become a Tamid. Doesn't mean you have to have the eye on the Mamish. You have to lock it up. You have to know where it is. It has to be inside, not outside. But if it's left outside in the street and nobody's watching it, it's Chal Apsul Hetzachadas. Now here at the beginning, when this Truma was Tamid, there's no mitzvah now to watch it. So the Kohen stopped watching it. At that time was Chal Apsul Hetzachadas. So even though he planted it now, planting only takes off the Apsul Tumah. Like Rashi says, once you plant the truma, it becomes bottled to the ground, it's tor. Mashenka, the psul hesachadas doesn't go off it. So since we're saying now, the new growth of the truma is still truma, it's still also for Yisrael to eat it, who I think it's also for Kain also to eat it, because it has a psul hesachadas on it, and the psul hesachadas does not go off by planting it. So the Gemara. Gemara says, Honicha, this is good, Laman diyom hesachadas psul hagufu heavy. If you learn hesachadas is a new type of a psul. If you have truma that was not watched, so there's a psul you're not allowed to eat it now. Even a kohen can eat it. What type of a psul is called a psul haguf? Then it's good. This psul never goes off. Elo laman diyom hesachadas psul tuma heavy. He learns there's no new psul hesachadas. It's only a suffix. Maybe he became tummy at that time. The old psul is, if a kohen didn't watch his truma, we're afraid maybe at that time a sheretz touched it. So it's a suffix, maybe it's tummy. That's the psul. If that's the case, ma'ik l'meimer, what can you say here? Because here, even if a sheretz did touch it, it became tummy, but when you plant it, it becomes tar again. We're saying now planting takes away the tumor. So how can you say the psul hesachadas still stays on it, if the only reason is the psul hesachadas, because maybe it became tummy, but when you plant it, the tumor goes off it. So it should be mutter for a kohen to eat it. How can Rosh Hashanah say that the Mishnah means to say even a kohen can't eat it now? Why not? The Mar Yitma, we learned this in Machlokes. Hesachadas, when a kohen took his mind off, he stopped watching the truma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so tum heavy. It's tak a posse, you can't eat it anymore. Why? Because it's a suffix, maybe it became tummy. Maybe a sheretz touched it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no, he has psul aguf heavy. It's not a psul, maybe it became tummy. Even if we know vadai, nothing touched it, even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us, no sheretz touched it, still it will be possum. There's a new psul, psul haguf. That's what the Shloka says. So now, Rav Yechanan Amar psul tum heve, Rav Yechanan says, Hesachadas, if a kohen takes off his mind from watching it, there's only a psul tumah. What does that mean? Shin yovi Eliyahu v'yitarenu, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell the kohen, you should know, from the second you took your mind off it until now, nothing happened to it. No tomei touched this truma. The loch would be shreimim loy. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you would trust Eliyahu HaNavi, and the din would be the truma's tar. You'll not eat it because there's no new psul hesachadas. It's only a chash. Maybe it became tomei. But if Eliyahu HaNavi tells us it didn't become tomei, pshit it's mutter. We have Shimon ben Lakish showing there no psul aguf evi. He learns, even if you know Vadi, it didn't become Tameim, there's a new psul called Hesachadas. Shim Yovi Eliyovi Tarenu, even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us, nothing touched this truma, ain't Shemim Loi. You wouldn't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi, means it's not enough to make it kosher, because there's still a psul of Hesachadas. Hesachadas is a new psul. By taking your watch off the truma, it automatically has a new psul. So Mela, according to Resh Lakish, it's good. There's a new psul here. So even though you plant this truma in the ground, so what? The mechub lekaker doesn't take off the psul hesachadas. It only takes off the psul tumah. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's shver. If the whole psul hesachadas is only because maybe it became tumah, so here, when you planted it, why do you say it's also for kohen to eat it? So what? Even it was tumah. But planting takes off the din tumah. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's shver. So number 8, Rabbi Yechanan has the kasha to Resh Lakish. Eisvei Rabbi Yechanan or Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan has said it's only a psul tumah. Ask the kasha on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that said it's a psul haguf. What's the kasha? There's a tasef in Zvachim that Rabbi Yishmoel b'noish or Rabbi Yechanan ben Brukoimer. He said, Lul Koton, there was a small hole, Hoya ben kevesh le mizbeach. That the plank going up the mizbeach, is right before it reached the mizbeach, there was a little hole there. They made a hole right by the end of the plank going up, right before you got the top of the mizbeach. B'maravoy, shokevesh. On the west side of the kevesh. What was the hole there for? She'esham ho'yuzorkim psulei chatesoif. If you brought, somebody brought a korban chatesoif, or you led this, brings a chatesoif, that something happened and became possible. The chatas became possible. Now, the locher is, you have to burn it. But you're not allowed to burn it until it gets a psula guf. So one case is, utuvatsurosin. You have to leave it there overnight until it gets a psulina. When you leave it overnight, that's called a psula guf happened to it. But you're seen by sasurefa. And then you're allowed to burn it. But before you left it overnight, it's not called the psul haguf was chal in the chatesoif. So you're not allowed to burn it right now. So you have to leave it. Where do we leave it? In this hole. There's a special hole on the plank going up right before it reaches the mizbeach. There's a special hole there that they used to leave the oif there overnight until the next morning. Then it would have a psul haguf. Then you could burn it. The Rashi says, "Ben kevis the mizbeach kleina bekeren zavius samach lekevis." Near, right near the plank, the samach mizbeach, near the mizbeach, the makim shein mischabrim, where the two come together, where the plank and mizbeach come together, there was a hole. The marav shokevish, eitzel svas marav shokevish, shesham zarkim sulechat asayif, lefi she nasis bekeren marav esroimis. That's where they used to make it. Lemata on the bottom part of the mizbeach, ogshira psulba, and when the psul happened to this korban chat asayif, shein a psul aguf. In a case where there's not a psul in the real oif itself, the enyochel asar from yad, you're not allowed to burn it right away. Mishum bezoyim kodeshim. Since there's no psul in the bird itself, you're not allowed to burn it. Because you have to wait till it gets a psul aguf. What happens? Leave it overnight till it becomes a psulina, and then you can burn it. So where do you leave it overnight? In this hole. Is nice to nice and shum. The tuba tsuros is the grashi. Hai no psulina. Let it stay overnight and get a psulina. Ibatsuras maris boser. I mean, it doesn't look so nice. The look of the bird changes. Polinas lailechad, by leaving it overnight. The chivin shalon of alayla, once you left it stay overnight, harei noiser, becomes nicer. Mele betoin sreifa, then a neat sreifa. The nisraf, the yakochas atrashi, me the bein and harboras suram, since you have to let it stay overnight here, lav kishapigobor. We're not talking about a case where the oif, the bird itself, has a psul in the bird itself. A case of pigul, where the crane had the raw machshava when he shefted the bird, or it made malika in the bird, that would make a psul in the bird itself. Oy nitmas, or else where the bird became tummy. Oy yoitz, or else where the bird went out of the base of migdash. Oy mokosh, or else you made a malika on the wrong place. So psul mal yehevi, because those are good psulim. Why do you have to leave it overnight for? Where's the case that you have to wait overnight? If only a psul hesachadas means the kohen forgot to watch the bird. His hesachadas is not only by truma, it's by kochim also. Because kochim also, if it becomes tamei, it's possible. So there's a mitzvah for the kohen to watch the kochim, it should not become tamei. If a kohen did not watch it, it's a psul hesachadas. V'i amrit psul chashash. Tum hevei, ikulameima dai psul hesachadas komer. V'chim lechazin ad yitma, that's the case. There's a psul hesachadas, we're afraid maybe it became tummy. So since you have a suffix, if it became tummy or not, that's the eitzim. Leave it overnight in this hole, and the next morning you burn it. Now, more says like this. I amrit bishlein, if you're going to tell me psul tum hevei, if the psul of hesachadas is, that maybe became tomei. Mishamachi boy yibetzura. That's why it's good while we have to leave it overnight. You're not allowed to burn this bird right now. Why? Because Shem Yovi Eliyovi Tarenu. It's not vada the psul upon this bird. All that happened was the kohen didn't watch it. So now it's a suffix. Maybe it became tomei. But you can't burn it right now because maybe it didn't become tomei. Maybe Eliyahu Novi will come and tell us that it's tor. Then you can't burn it. So therefore, since it's a sofik, it's good what the din is. You have to leave it overnight. By leaving it overnight, it becomes nicer. And then in the morning, you could burn it. But according to you, Resh Lakish, Eli Yamit, but according to you, Psul Haguf, you're telling me when a kohen doesn't watch the kachim, it gets a new psul that's chal on the guf of the bird. It's called Hesachadas, Lomali Yibitsura. Why do you have to let this bird stay overnight? Why can't you burn it right now? Hey, I don't know how long it is, Hesachadas. whatever time you need to make Yesach Hadass, and the Kohen didn't watch it for 5 minutes, a time that it could have become Tameh, so since he didn't watch it, right now it's Chal, this bird has a psul on the bird itself, it's Yesach Hadass. So you should be allowed to burn it right now. Why do you have to wait overnight? For your Tanan, we learned like this. This is the Klal. This is the Klal when you're allowed to burn Kachim, when you're not allowed to burn Kachim. Kol Shepsula the Gufoy, anytime something happens to